WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the day's economic news. Markets gave ground today. The Dow lost close to 200 points to close at 9,135. The NASDAQ and the S&P each dropped more than 2%. One of the most popular American magazines isn't popular enough to stay profitable. Reader's Digest has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The magazine was taken private in 2007, and now the investor group that owns Reader's Digest has a deal awaiting court approval to swap some of its $1.6 billion in debt for equity shares in the company. Also today, New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo brought new fraud charges against the brokerage firm Charles Schwab, say that three times fast, as part of his ongoing probe into the sale of auction rate securities. For New York City retailers, one upside of the recession is reduced overhead. Average commercial street space rents in Manhattan are nosediving. But one corner of the island is bucking that trend. The swanky west end of Bleecker Street actually saw rents increase 33%. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports there are complex reasons why West Bleecker is different.
25-year-old Giuliana Udicello knew right where to go on her first trip to New York City. The Italian shopper headed to Bleecker Street between Hudson and Christopher.
It's alternative, it's cool, it's different from where there are skyscrapers, and so it's more calm and relaxed.
Udicello had just bought a bag at the Mark by Marc Jacobs accessory store. Once a haven for antiques, books, and Eastern-influenced jewelry, the far western corridor of Bleecker Street now resembles a condensed version of Soho or Madison Avenue. In the past 5 to 10 years, the designers Cynthia Rowley, Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, and boutiques like Intermix have all opened stores on the leafy West Village Street. For shoppers, it's very alluring.
It's easier to walk through, not as crowded. Uptown's way too crowded.
That's Sam Miller, who was visiting from San Diego with her 4-year-old son. Though she didn't buy anything, Miller noticed a lot of activity.
Doesn't seem like there's any stores that are out of business, whereas uptown it seems like there's a lot more out of business, and Times Square seems like there's more out. But here you would never guess there was a recession going on. I was just in Magnolia Bakery, and they had a line out the door, and I can't believe it. You know, it's $5 cupcakes. It's amazing. None of these stores look like they're hurting at all.
But looks can be deceiving. While asking retail rents on West Bleecker went up more than any other Manhattan neighborhood this year, according to the Real Estate Board of New York, that figure is skewed. Stacy Pecor owns Olive and Betty's, which has 4 clothing and jewelry boutiques in Manhattan, including one on Bleecker. She says rents are up only because they were undervalued for so long.
There were a lot of old antique stores that had been there 20 years. There were delis that were being there 20 years. And all of those now are changing over to retail. It has nothing to do with the economy because the economy on Bleecker Street and sales on Bleecker Street are down as much as they are on Madison, the same as they're down on Columbus, the same as they're down in Soho.
Pecor says sales at all of her stores are down about 35%, though that's an improvement compared to the end of 2008. New York City retail sales are down between 8 and 10%, according to the Partnership for New York City, and even more among the higher-end stores. However, realtors say the fact that rents were still rising on Bleecker this spring could be a sign that the street is healthier than other retail strips. Robin Abrams, executive vice president of the Lansco Corporation, says shops there are smaller, so they're easier to lease. And despite its proximity to the now trendy Meatpacking District and Soho, she says Manhattan can support a number of high-end shopping streets.
I think that when retailers come in, they look at New York and you look at the population and the traffic here, and it is unlike anywhere else. And they definitely can develop a strategy and have a goal to do a half a dozen stores very easily without saturating the market.
But as big designer stores proliferate, with Marc Jacobs planning a 6th store in the neighborhood, not all retailers benefit equally from the foot traffic.
Hi, how are you?
Wendy Larrabee Ginsburg owns Verve Shoes and Accessories, which has been on Bleecker for 13 years.
The types of stores that are coming in the corporations basically bring in a brand shopper. They don't bring in the cool, young, trendy New Yorkers anymore because those people want independent designers or whatever. They don't want to shop in corporate stores. So we see more tourists, more, like I say, brand shoppers. It doesn't really help the independents at all.
Verve has two stores on the street, and Larrabee Ginsburg says the rent on one is expected to triple this year. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
You can also hear the Financial 411 as a podcast. Just go to WNYC.org and email us your questions. News tips at WNYC.org. Put Financial 411 in the subject line.